Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, Chris and Amy visit with the KMOX newsroom.
It's the right thing to do.
Things are absolutely
We've produced so much grit in this world, and now that is all being sort of tossed out.
The unrestrained power that Trump has.
That we each give each other hope that we'll get through this.
I want Congress to stand up in a turnover in 2 years.
So those are some voices from protesting done around the St. Louis area. Sean Malone was out and about talking with people who participated. There were protests all over the country in that No Kings protest effort. We've got with us Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji, Debbie Monterey in from the KMOX newsroom. And you went to...
I did not go to any
of them.
You didn't
go to... Okay.
I was at home.
Yes.
Oh, it's probably for the best.
I was having car trouble, and yeah, my car is still in the shop. Sadly.
Car trouble?
I had to Uber in this morning. Do you know how much it cost to Uber in the middle of the night? 4.5 miles I had to go. It was $50.
Ooh.
Are you serious?
Yeah, sadly.
Can you tell that to our boss, Steve? And have him, you know, take care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you expense something like that?
That's what I meant. That's the word I was thinking of. Take care of it is the word I was thinking of. Expense.
$50 to get into work this morning. Anyway.
That's crazy.
So, yes, I did not go. But, you know, the interesting thing was that there were so many people in downtown St. Louis, which I think is where Sean was getting his audio from. But for people who didn't want to go downtown, I realize a lot of people don't. They don't want to park. They don't want to have to walk. And they were everywhere.
Yeah.
There was one on South Grand by my house. South County was a big one. Baldwin, DePere, St. Peter's, Arnold, Farmington, Alton.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were probably more that I'm forgetting.
I know I had a friend, multiple friends who did go to the various protests. One, I want to think it was, I thought it was South County, but it might have been the South Grand one. Lots of families, lots of American flags. I can't remember the one where there was a kid that played like the national anthem on a trumpet, which was kind of cool. And I get, you know, it's very, very politically charged. But I will say, because we've seen images of protests that turn violent for a variety of reasons, like outside agitators come in, people come in from out of town who have nothing to do with the protests in the city. Seeing what a peaceful protest should be, where it's families and signs and American flags, I think was really encouraging because it is patriotic to peacefully assemble. That's such a basic American right. But not only that, it's such a big part of our American selfhood. The founding fathers protested like nobody's business. The founding fathers and their different rights and what they thought about government abuses and oversteps. I think being able to protest, whether you're Republican or Democrat, the what you believe to be an abuse of power by the government might be one of the most American things ever. So I just thought it was kind of cool to see true peaceful protests all over the city.
Yeah, and all over the country. I mean, yeah. Other than an incident in Utah where somebody shot a protester.
Have they even gotten to the bottom of that yet? From what I've read, it was somebody who just opened fire into the crowd. and he was shot at by one of the peacekeepers, who also hit a bystander and killed that person. So I really don't know the backstory of the person who started the shooting.
It sounds like, from what we know, that it was some disgruntled person, not, you know, somebody who was there protesting for the day. But yeah, millions of people. I don't know what the final count is. 12 plus million people around the country. And it was peaceful. And like you said, kids and families.
A lot of families, yeah.
I saw some video on TikTok. I went to college in Kirksville, Missouri. There was one in Kirksville, Missouri, and mind you, there's a couple of colleges there and schools out, so it was just middle-aged white people and senior citizens, and I was like, all right, Kirksville, Missouri, showing up and
to have
in
the energy
walkers
as a,
and canes.
As an old person, to have the energy to go out and protest.
So, because I didn't have the energy Saturday. I was like, I have car trouble and I'm depressed. I'm staying home.
We had a caller, Courtney. She brought her two sons and was explaining, American democracy and civic duty and so forth. But she said one thing that really struck her was how many people were over the age of 65 at the protest.
Yeah.
She goes, I was pretty impressed.
Mm-hmm. I also am always impressed with these protest marches, how clever and creative people are, because it felt like just in general, all of the ones that I saw around St. Louis, almost everyone had a sign.
Yeah.
And some of them are just so clever.
Yeah.
Because I'm not clever that way.
That was my fear. I go, here's why I can't go to any protests. My sign would be unoriginal and I would take it very personally.
I mean, there were mass produced signs, but you know, sometimes I'm like, okay, that's funny. That is clever.
I do want to organize a protest at some point. I've talked about this for the parks. I want to march for the parks. But I got to think of something clever before I really go for it.
Yeah. I was just going to say that, when I worked at Dick's Last Resort, one of the things you had to do was make the big paper hats, and you're supposed to write something on them. Clever. I was not good at that.
Yeah.
I think that's one reason. I was just good at being mean. Yeah, that's all I was good at.
I kind of hate April Fool's Day and all those things and Halloween in a way. I love Halloween as like a holiday, but I think it's because I'm just not that creative and clever.
Yeah.
And it's just too much effort. Like, I have to come up with something really clever.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
no, thank you.
Whether or not you agree with the protests, it's just, it's good that people are doing it and they're voicing whatever feelings they have and doing it in a calm way. Like that's the whole point, I think.
I think that's where I was encouraged, just seeing real communities come together, because no, college campus is not real life. It's not real life. It's not the majority of Americans. And yeah, a lot of protests, quote unquote, were done really poorly. You don't want to be vandalizing buildings and, you know, burning American flags. And I disagree with supporting, you know, terrorist groups and mixing in peaceful.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Protesters with outside agitators or bad actors, and I think that has been kind of in the news a lot lately, where it gives protests like bad connotations that somehow, well, they always get out of hand, but they didn't. They didn't
they
this
didn't
weekend.
And they don't.
Yeah.
I think also that what made me feel hopeful about that many people coming out is that it feels like a lot of people have disengaged, that there's this constant humdrum of the news every day hits you in the face. And so people have withdrawn and they stop paying attention, and they stop engaging, and they stop thinking about politics and what's happening and their civic engagement. And this just showed that a lot of people suddenly, you know, whether you're in agreement with the way the direction they're going or not, at least people are finally engaging again, because that's always my concern. You can't just have a couple people running the show. People have to pay attention.
And we talked about this yesterday. I mean, obviously, we know the CBS poll a year ago or leading up to the election, that one of the biggest concerns for 74% of Americans, Republican and Democrat, is immigration. They weren't happy with what was going on. I would say it wasn't that they were happy with immigration policy. It was like, we didn't really have a policy. Like, it's just kind of chaos, and it's been a political football, and it's been a mess. So we need to figure that out. However, when you are one of, if not the richest country in the world, when you're a country that's provided more freedom for more people than any other country in the world, yes, you need to secure your borders, absolutely, but you can do it with compassion. You can do it in a humane way. You can do it in a way that doesn't instill fear. But to be intentionally cruel and intimidating in a performative way, to separate families, that is an injustice. And to me, that's un-American. Like, I'm not saying that it's willy-nilly open borders. What I am saying is, when we discuss something like immigration policy, it needs to be done. We have the ability to do it with compassion and in an orderly manner. And I think if people were protesting, it doesn't mean that they were against any border policy. It means you're against
the way it's being done. Yeah.
And cruel means, yes, of really intimidating people.
Because you hear,
scaring people.
There was, I forgot who it was that said it to us, maybe, but it was, or maybe I saw an interview somewhere of a person making the argument that, you know, you hear from people who might have an employee of theirs who is undocumented and doing a lot of really good work. And they'll go to an attorney and say, can you help this guy? This guy's great. He, you know, he does this and he does all of this, and he's just trying to work really hard for his family. And then trying to get people to realize, like, there are thousands and thousands of people exactly like who you're talking about. Your guy isn't the only one that is here to work really hard, right? Your guy that you're talking about is one of thousands of people who are just trying to make a better life for themselves, and they're not criminals.
I also think that it does show that sometimes protest and speaking out does help, because the Trump administration has pulled back on immigration raids in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. When people see ICE agents chasing people down fields where they're picking strawberries in Ventura, California, they're clearly working. You know, the farm industry is like, what are you doing? So he's going to pull back on that. But at the same time,
somebody got to him.
Yeah.
Somebody got to him.
And hospitality, people are like, you know what? Hotels need to stay open. So he's pulling back on that. But I think instead he's just targeting places he doesn't like Chicago and
Los Angeles. Yeah, that will continue. So, and he even said that. He flat out said it on Truth Social. He's going after blue cities is what he's doing, which I have a pretty big problem with. So we also got some of the St. Louis Police Department released some body cam video of officers responding to the tornado on May 16th, a month ago.
Yeah, it was and Robert Tracy, Chief Tracy, talking about his officers and what a good job they do. And I'm glad that they did that, because I think that was smart. You just hear about police officers when they don't do the job that they're supposed to do. You know, where are they? Why did they do this? But you know, you don't often see the video of a police officer jumping into action and helping somebody. So I'm glad they did that. And we need more good stories to come out of the tornado, because a lot of people have been doing a lot of incredible things since that tornado hit.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
You're the best.
Oh, no, you
good
are.
Good luck with... Stop it. No.
Do you mean it?
Oh. Of course.
Good luck with your car. Deb. That's so frustrating.
I know.
You have to give us the update tomorrow. You can't keep paying to Uber here.
Hey, if it makes you feel better, my tires kept going flat.
Okay. I just had that too.
Like six times.
I know.
In the last 6 months. It's absurd.
It's like you're happy to see your neighborhood being fixed up, and then you just drive over nails and screws constantly.
Come on, man. Debbie Monterey from the KMOX newsroom.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye, Debbie. Hey, we told you that we have tickets to give away for the Outlaw Fest, which is coming up June 28th at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan,
still
Nathaniel
kicking.
Ratliff. Wow.
Wow.
What a great show
Two
that is.
Two out of the three are especially impressive.
Let's give away our first pair of tickets.
Right now?
Caller number 6 to the contest line, 955-1120, 314-955-1120. Caller 6, going to go to the Outlaw Fest. Don't worry, though. We have tickets to give away all week long on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.